Well, hello, Freedom Seeker. Happy Friday. Welcome back to the podcast. Did you have a happy holiday? Are you still in holiday mode? I feel like I'm finally in holiday mode today. Like all the hubbub and the rush happens before Christmas, and then the day after Christmas, it's like, I could take a breath. Well, I did a post last week, and I want to share it as a hook you can use on your socials. I always like these little things. They make postings on social so much easier. But it was actually really good. And more importantly than even just the intrigue it got on my accounts, it was the insight it gave me. And that's what I wanted to talk about today to help you also review your year and have some insights. So let's dig in. Don't miss an episode. Subscribe to this show on whatever podcast player you prefer and follow me on Facebook and Instagram. Hey, it's Lindsay, and I want to pop in here because I know how overwhelming it can be to get started building an online business. I've even spoken with people who've paid thousands of dollars for help from people who are truly experts in this, and they're still feeling confused about what direction is right for them or if their idea is even a good one. Listen, you don't have to guess or pray or hope or any of that. There is a way to test the market to ensure your idea is a good one so you can launch with confidence. And that's exactly what I show you in this simple 35-minute video training. I keep it simple because I know you already have so much swirling around in your brain. I'm not here to add more confusion because what you need right now is clarity. And that's what's in store for you in the short training called How to Tell If Your Idea Will Be Profitable. Access the video right now by texting the word freedom to 55444. Stop guessing and start taking strategic action. Text freedom to 55444. All right, back to the show. So I'm following her account is called I Am Michelle Gifford. Just type all that in and you'll find her. She's an Instagram strategist, and I have gotten so many little hooks from her that work, and I'm grateful because sometimes I just forget, like I don't know what to say. So it's helpful to have a little start. Anyway, one of the hooks that she suggested, her words say this: hook, the seven most unexpected moments of 2025. Prompt, list seven plot twists in business, motherhood, revenue, and life. And then I thought, dang, I don't have seven. That's a lot. Hook variations she offers is five things I didn't see coming this year. I thought I had a plan, God had a different one. The biggest plot twists of 2025. So I went with the ultimate plot twist because I literally only mainly had one and it was pretty big. Now, there's you, there you go. You can use that. Go make a post. But also, if you think about it, when you go through, you're going to have to think about what was a plot twist. And it didn't dawn on me how significant this plot twist was in my life. What's transpired from where I was in January of 2025 to today is actually pretty mind-blowing. And I want you to have this same experience. So I will share with you my story, but first, I want you to do some self-evaluation. I'm going to ask you some questions and see what pops up. This could actually help you get clarity on what you're going to post. So the first thing is, where were you last year, the day after Christmas, December 25th? Not physically necessarily, but in life. Where were you working? What were you excited about? Has anything shifted since then? Like you'll think, oh, I was excited about this and now I'm here. Maybe that whole thing went away, or maybe it actually transpired. Or maybe it transpired in a whole new way. Who were people you were really into or affiliated with at that time? It could have been podcasts, it could have been influencers, it could have been a friend or a coworker, it could have been somebody in your church or a church. And maybe everything has changed in that vein of relationships, or something significant has changed. How about you? What were you like back then? Were you, what was your modus operandi? Were you super casual? Were you super stressed? What's changed? Every area of our life something has shifted. And I guess that's where she gets the seven thing, but I don't know. I just thought that was too much for a post. Keep it simple on social, okay? That's my motto. But it's pretty powerful when you think about your life and just do that simple reflection and take time to reflect. This is something we just don't do enough as entrepreneurs, and especially those of us who are very forward thinking, which is me. I'm like, that's my modus operandi. I'm a forward thinker. In fact, I've already mapped out my goals and aspirations for next year, put in my processes, and I'm putting them into place. And it's not even the 31st. But I never took time to sit and reflect until I was prompted to do that with this social. So it's interesting how that goes. But at the same time, and here's what is so important about it, it gives you that moment to be bedazzled by yourself. You deserve that. You deserve to be wowed by yourself, you know, and what you've accomplished or what God has done for you in your life. And that's my favorite. So when I thought back to what I was doing last year, I was still working with Off Grid Unlimited. I was a co-owner in the solar company. And my business partner and I were super amped up about the year. We were planning out, building out a membership community, putting together a YouTube channel, and expanding our digital assets, oddly enough, because we wanted passive income. It's so funny that I teach this now. It's like, oh my gosh, God has such a funny way of working, I'm telling you. Anyway, that was in January. I got the membership kicked off. We were just launching into the new year. We were in the process of hiring some people and getting team organized and putting in processes for stuff. I was working on inventory management, which was a big to-do. Rebuilding the website. I mean, it was intense. I was very focused. In fact, I was so focused there that I had put the podcast on the back burner. I missed it terribly, I'll be honest. However, I didn't have the time to record or dedicate to it. And where I was working was the sound quality was bad, the echo, and there was constant interruptions between the phone and customers and the guys. I wouldn't have had time to get out a thought. And it just wasn't a season I could do it. Meanwhile, I also stopped promoting my personal business. It was too much. I couldn't do both at the same time. There was just too much going on, and I was so intensely focused on the solar company, it was taking all of my attention. And we kind of had a plan to sell, but we thought it was going to be a couple of years away, so it wasn't anything that was really on my mind in that moment. But in May, my partner's dad got sick. Sicker. He was already on the edge of sickness, but he got to the point where it was pretty clear he'd be passing away. And there were some serious things that would happen if that day came, because Rick would have to go back to West Virginia and help his mom and just be gone. You know, there was no way we could keep going together. And I certainly wasn't going to go climb on a ladder and hang solar panels. So we decided to sell to one of our installers and his wife. And looking back, that felt like a blip in time. It took a few months, but it felt like a blip. By August, I was at fair. We were wrapping up the sale and started a fair. I'm just sitting here. The silence was because I was imagining fair week and thinking, next year I need to take 2 weeks off, because that was so intense. And it's like more intense than Christmas, but fun and worth it. But definitely need to plan for that. Anyway, the point I'm trying to make here is, as soon as fair got done, I was like digging back into my business, this one. I reignited the podcast. I started texting people and telling them what I was doing. I was getting clearer on who I am and what I stand for and what I'm doing here, my mission and my brand. And oddly enough, I had given up on this. I really thought, let me rephrase that. I hadn't given up on it fully. I had given up on myself, thinking I wasn't enough. Okay? And I'm sharing this with you in full transparency, because I know this happens to entrepreneurs along the way, time and time again. And it doesn't matter how good things are or how bad things are. The same thought can come up. And what it was is, I thought, why would anybody want to learn from me? Like, what do I have to offer? And then Grok came out, and I was sitting in my recliner and I thought, I'm going to experiment with Grok. I'm just curious what it can do. And so I logged in and it gave me a prompt. It said, let me help you develop your personal brand identity. And I was like, all right, this ought to be interesting. So I didn't tell it about the podcast. I didn't tell it about anything I had ever done except for what it asked. It asked about my history, my parents, things I believe, my character, my beliefs. I know I said beliefs twice, but what I mean is like what matters to me in life, those types of things. And it just interviewed me, and then it summarized and said, "You should be called the Freedom Engineer." And I'm telling you, my jaw dropped. I was like, "What? That's crazy." So here I was wallowing in this self-doubt, wondering what I would do and how it would all tie together. And then AI is like, this is what you should do. And I'm like, dang, that's what I was doing. So I'm gonna get back into it. Just reignited this fire inside of me. I was grateful for that moment. It was definitely a turning point, as was, and you can see since August, this is actually pretty exciting. I went from being top 5% podcast, which blew my mind, by the way. I was like, yeah, I haven't posted in a while. Let me go see how my podcast is ranked. It was ranked to top 5% globally, and I thought, dang, like, that's pretty good considering I don't do anything with it really. And just yesterday I checked, and since August it's gone up to the top 3%, climbed 2 percentage points. That's huge, and I'm super excited about that. And that all came from just that reignition into living myself, living, being myself, leaning into my brand, leaning into my business. Now, I want to wrap up with this massive mindset shift that has changed. And one thing I've learned, and this is also very helpful, is growth as an entrepreneur is not linear. Think of a tetherball. Imagine you are on the tetherball field and you're standing in one spot and you hit that ball and it goes around, and when it comes back around, it comes to you, right? And you hit it again. Well, self-growth and entrepreneurial growth is very much like that. We have certain beliefs that get challenged again and again and again as we spiral up the pole, okay? And one of those things is, for me, one of those things was this idea of going all in on my business. I have said this before, I'm all in on my business, blah, blah, blah. And I did mean it, and I did it with full fervor that I could muster in that moment, with the perspective and the precision that I could with what I had. But this was different. What changed was this. I bunny trailed with that solar company. And it's easy to do. This is easy for anybody to do. I was offered an opportunity and it seemed so unbelievable. It was almost as though God was saying, Lindsay, do this. And he probably was. I don't know. Looking back in hindsight, I'm thinking to myself, I wonder what would have happened if I would have just stayed all in on my business or stayed committed to my business. But you know what the truth is? I don't think I would have been this committed. So even though I feel like going into the solar company was a pivot, a slow me down moment, actually, I think it was a clarifying moment because it was a phenomenal opportunity. It was financial security. It was so many things, and it was fun. Okay, don't get me wrong, I enjoyed it. But it wasn't what God has me cut out for. He has me made for something, and that wasn't it. And I know what it is now. I know what it is with such a truth in my, it's like such a grounded truth that I can't deviate from it, okay? When you are to that point with your business, with your passion and your purpose, that it is a non-negotiable. It's just like, now when I say it's a non-negotiable, there's two ways of going about that. There's the non-negotiable where you tell it in your head, this is a non-negotiable, I'm doing it. Then there's a non-negotiable where it's truth of who you are. There isn't, you can't possibly do anything else because it's like you are built for this. That's where I stand now. I didn't stand there a year ago. A year ago, I was still doing my business, but doing it with, I don't know, Not the same vibe intensity that I'm doing it now. That's the only thing I can tell you. I can't articulate it any other way. The reason I wanted to share it with you, though, is because I want you to see that within yourself. You are made for something. God has a plan for you. And it doesn't matter where you are on the journey, He's leading you there, whether you think He is or not. And that's what I think. That's what I see when I look back at this year. I'm like, holy cow, that sneak, he was up to it the whole time, you know? And it's great and it's good because I am where I am now because of it. Anyway, do your year reflection. Ask yourself, what is your ultimate vision? Where do you stand now that's different than you stood then? Share about it on socials if you want, and then just be present in that space and truth and know that the future is. Now, if something is calling to you the way it's been calling to me, which is recurring revenue and building up passive income through digital assets, then let's connect. I mean it. Just today, I had somebody who was following me on Instagram shoot me a text message. My phone number is on there. And she was like, hey, I want help. I want to build recurring income so I can focus on my ministry. And I'm truly grateful she messaged me. That takes so much courage to do. A lot of times people think that because I'm a podcaster or I don't really know what the word is, but I have a podcast and I have a presence online, okay? That people just think I'm unapproachable. But listen, I'm telling you, I'm a real people. I'm a real hurt human back here, just like you are on that end. And when we come together, so many good things can happen and the energy can just juice up, right? It just juices up. So connect with me. You can text me. My number's 302-271-7575. Or if you're not ready to quite take that full step in, that's okay. Follow me on Instagram, follow me on Facebook, see what I'm doing. Get to know me. I'd love to get to know you too, even if it's just on social. I hope you have a phenomenal weekend, and I can't wait for next week. I'll see you back here on the podcast. Until then, bye for now.